This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Another week, another celebrity chef opens a restaurant in Las Vegas. Sometimes it feels like the Strip doesn't have room for anything original. We just produce copies. So is a celebrity chef experience essential to Las Vegas dining, or is it time to move on? Today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm with Gemini Stevens of the Food and Loathing podcast and John Curtis of EatingLV.com, and they've got hot takes and spicy opinions about Ramsay, Fieri, and all the rest. It's Thursday, February 15th. I am Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Gemini and John, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hello again.
Yeah, my two favorite spicy foodies in the city. And, you know, I've been thinking about this topic recently, and I just realized, too, that, you know, the James Beard nominations just came out, and not a single one of those restaurants is on the Strip, is it?
Nope.
No, it's not. And that's a great thing.
Not a single one, and I love that.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. So I feel like that speaks even more to our topic of conversation today, because what is on the Strip is Guy Fieri and Gordon Ramsay. Mm. They're opening restaurants like crazy. So, like, what did you think about that?
You go first, John.
That's the sound of me biting my tongue, okay?
Don't bite it. Let it out. John, you go for it, and then we'll go over to Gemini.
Well, you know, this whole celebrity chef thing has jumped the Branzino.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and it's I have mixed emotions about it because celebrity chefs made this town. They made our food and wine revolution.
Wolfgang Puck, right? Wolfgang Puck gets all the credit for that.
Wolfgang does what Jean-Georges Vongerichten.
Yeah.
There's people that aren't even around anymore, like Mark Miller and Charlie Trotter, but also Emeril Lagasse, who's still around too.
Yeah.
The rise of the Food Network in the 1990s and the rise of the celebrity chef was in lockstep with the rise of the Las Vegas culinary revolution in the 1990s.
Yeah.
So we owe a lot to them. But the trouble now is that, as you said, are we just doing copies? What we're doing now is copies of copies.
It's like that movie Multiplicity. Like, you make so many copies of a copy and pretty soon it's just, it's garbage. And what bothers me is that they're copying themselves to just recreate more places with their name on it.
Yeah. Said on my blog, you know, brand whoring, okay, at some point. And before I go too far into my cynicism, I do have admiration for a lot of these celebrity chefs, Wolfgang Puck and his group being one of them.
Sure.
But sometimes they're just phoning it in. In the case of people like Ramsay and Giada, you know what I mean? They just come to town to pick up a frickin' check. That's all they do.
And that's what bothers me, is so many of them now are just lending their names to a group of people who are putting something together.
Yep.
And then, you know, you go and you spend enormous amounts of money for this roast chicken that's not even that good. Let's face it.
Oh, ooh.
Let's leave Martha Stewart out of this.
I was going to say.
Actually, I was talking about Giada's chicken, but yes, that's a whole other thing.
But it is so fascinating, right? So, like, now we have Martha Stewart and, like, Vanderpump Rules, right? So it's like we have lost that classic era of Food Network celebrity chefs.
Exactly.
You know, and to be fair, Guy Fieri is supposed to be a really good dude, but he has four restaurants on the Strip right now.
Yeah, something like that.
I will give Fieri a pass on one thing. He runs an honest restaurant.
He does.
He's just doing one level of food, you know, elevated, even if you want to use the word elevated, bar food. He does it fairly well. And I don't think Guy is ever trying to be anything other than what he is.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he resonates with people.
Yes, because he doesn't try and sell you something that it's not. You know exactly what you're walking into. I could lose a lot of the catchphrases and, you know, all that kind of crap, but you know exactly what you're getting. And I'm okay with that. Some of these other ones you walk in and, you know, they're selling the name. It's not an experience. It's not necessarily a great meal. And I'm not saying that in certain ways they haven't earned it. John's right. You know, there's a certain level of admiration that comes with getting to that level.
Sure.
But it's just, it's a money grab.
You know, Fieri, he really got called out to when he opened up his restaurant in Times Square and it got that horrible review in the New York Times. And it basically called him out for not being himself and not being authentic in the space and just lending his name. And I feel like he has come back and like clearly he's touched back on authenticity because he's resonating with you guys. I mean, what about Ramsay? Are those restaurants holding up?
Well,
I admit I like the burger place, but that's it. I've been to the pub and was severely disappointed.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay pub is a ripoff.
The service was bad. The prices were high. The food was not I expect from a British pub.
Yeah.
And this isn't a whole, oh, I've been to London thing. I've been to better British pubs in small towns all across America.
I've been to better British pubs in Las Vegas than Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Pub.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there any celebrity chef spots that like we should actually love and you'd recommend and we should stop by?
I'm generally always happy when I eat anything that Michael Mina is putting together.
Agreed.
I'm not saying that everything is completely spot on, but I've had such great experiences and have very rarely walked out, you know, maybe one dish here and there, but it's not the whole experience where I walk out and say, oh God, okay, so we can knock that name off the list kind of a thing. Because I know people who choose restaurants literally based on who this celebrity chef is, whether they're actually a chef or just a celebrity with their name on it.
Right.
And I mean, I remember having to ask what a Vanderpump was and why it had rules. And so
a surprisingly good cocktail bar. I was so skeptical of the cheese factor.
Yeah.
And I went to the one in Paris and I was like, actually, this is like super peaceful, super lovely. The drinks are good.
And there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything that Michael Mina does, I'm pretty generally happy. I was a little bit skeptical of 1228 Main when it first came out. You and I have chatted about this. I give things two or three or four tries because no matter how long you've been in the business, there's always growing pains. And somebody much wiser than me had to remind me of that.
You're welcome.
And so I'm generally happy with Wolfgang Puck. I'm generally happy with Michael Mina. And I don't say generally like, oh, there's something wrong with them. I just,
sure.
I don't fawn over it either. Like some of these guys I've met, they're great humans. I love all the stuff that I've had from Jean-Georges.
If you need to pick a spot on the strip, that's where you're going to go. That's kind of the idea.
Absolutely.
What about you, John? What do you think?
I have clashed with Bobby Flay multiple times over 25 years.
Real throwdown.
Yeah, he was the first guy I ever accused of phoning it in. Okay, because I loved his New York City restaurants. But I'm going to give the devil his due here.
Okay.
He has opened two restaurants in Caesar's Palace, Amalfi by Bobby Flay, which is like an Italian version of Milos, you know, fresh seafood everywhere.
Yep.
And right next door, this Brasserie B, which is Bobby Flay does a French bistro. And I've been to both multiple times now, and they're very good. It seems to have a real focus on the food that you don't see in a place like Giada. She's not really a chef. And if you go there for good Italian food, you're making a big mistake because there are literally dozens of better Italian restaurants on and off the strip. Basically like Bala, you know, which is wonderful in the Sahara Hotel, RPM in the Caesars Forum shops. These are real food-focused restaurants rather than celebrity-focused restaurants. And you look at the clientele at Giada, I mean, it's just ladies, women, mature women, and of all ages who are there to bask in the celebrity glow of Giada as opposed to what is really good food. And I think on that level, it works as a restaurant.
Yeah, I respect that business acumen, right? Like she knows how to get her name out there and make some money.
Right, she does. But I mean, she's not doing Italian food any favors.
Sure,
Giada.
No.
Back to Bobby Flay. I do like his restaurants, even though I was prepared not to like them a lot. But I'd like to talk a little bit, I don't want to control the conversation, about how there has been great fallout from these celebrity chef restaurants that have spawned just eating so much better in our suburbs now that would not exist but for the Wolfgang Pucks and the Emeril Lagasses and the Milos, people who have spun off from them and make our Ostrich restaurants better than ever. We're just booming right now.
So you're saying like having these celebrity chefs here has provided this point of inspiration that means, you know, the kind of local restaurants are saying, okay, we can do something amazing too.
Well, and a lot of our local chefs have trained under these celebrity chefs. So they've got the experience on the Strip. They've got the experience of this high volume, celebrity driven, you know, whatever it is. And so I think that taking those things and being inspired to do something different is a huge part of it. And I think that's why we have such a great off-Strip community as well. And not everybody has done that, but there are a lot of people that when you go and look at their resumes, they've been to these places. They have staged at these places. They've worked at these places. And then they've decided they wanted to do something different, maybe a little bit more community-minded. And we've got some great stuff out there. As just going back to the James Beard thing, we have 5 different nominees in 3 different categories across Vegas and Henderson this year. That's huge.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So didn't get a nom this year, but 1228 Main, you know, we've been talking about it a lot because this is Puck's restaurant group now moving off the Strip. There's a little bit of sticker shock, right? I actually just went there for breakfast the other day with Brett from Desert Bread, and he begrudgingly acknowledged that their croissants were very, very good. Desert Bread, you're still my favorite croissant,
flaky.
Stupid flaky. Yeah. Do you think we see more moves off the Strip in the future? Like, who do you think is going to do an off-Strip spot?
Oh, gosh.
Well, there's lots of chefs who want to. Okay. I mean, let's give Nicole Brisson her due. She's still on the Strip, but she was running all of Mario Batali's restaurants when he went through his ignominious fall.
Yeah.
But Nicole Brisson is on the Strip, but she is a direct offshoot of the celebrity chef mentality. Remember, in the mid 2000s, there wasn't a bigger celebrity chef on earth than Mario Batali up until 2017.
Right, right.
So she's done it. Brian Howard, nominated for a James Beard Award this year at Sparrow and Wolf, has been a superstar chef off the Strip. James Trees, who came from the Michael Mina firmament in Los Angeles, but he's one of the most dominant chefs in the neighborhoods in Las Vegas. So there's Gina Marinelli. I mean, there's lots of great people who've got concepts in mind. I can't name one who's trying to jump,
although
I think Nicole Brisson will eventually find, she's so dynamic and she's so good.
She is.
That she'll eventually find an off-Strip venue for something she wants to do.
What do you think, Gemini?
You know, as far as the actual celebrity chefs coming into the neighborhoods, I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of that. I think Wolfgang Puck got away with it downtown because he did it in such a way that it fit the space, it fit the area. But some of these other ones, they want the Strip tourist, you know, people who are going to go spend a couple of hundred, you know, or more dollars. Like John was saying, you know, people come into town and they want to meet here and here and here. They want to go to these places because there's names on them. I think it would be difficult for an actual celebrity chef, all these air quotes here that our listeners can't see, to actually hit a neighborhood because we have such great growth in the neighborhoods from people who've had those experiences and are trying to bring in something different, maybe a little bit more personal. It's not that they're eschewing their experience, but they're bringing it in such a way that makes it more approachable for the average Vegas suburbanite.
There are celebrities in the chef and food world that are not Food Network celebrities.
Like a Jose Andres, I think, is a great example, right?
I love that man.
Jose Andres is great, exactly. And I'll tell you a chef, which is, if you're a foodie, I mean, the real cognoscenti here, not the casual person who looks at Yelp all the time. Mark Vetri.
Oh, Vetri is amazing.
And Vetri has our best Italian restaurant, Top of the Palms, and he's moved out into Durango Station with a pasta restaurant.
And he's got one right down the street from me at Red Rock.
The big names, the Michael Minas, the Pucks, the Jean Georges, you know, they're so addicted to this. They have to gross $1 million a month or they're not even interested.
Right.
You know what I mean? But maybe, you know, the smaller caliber chefs, that are they're really known, you know, by the aficionados are going to maybe start making smaller moves into places like the southwestern part of town, downtown Chinatown, where I think all the foodies seem to flock these days.
It's interesting. You think that jump's not going to happen to the Strip?
I don't think it's going to happen to the Strip. I think the Strip continues to milk these old cows for all their worth.
Yeah.
But I just wonder out loud. I mean, I'm an aging boomer at this point. I was here on the ground floor of this revolution.
Yeah.
They're not minting Bobby Flay's or Guy Fieri's anymore. I mean, these don't exist. I don't know what the next generation is going to be, because I think it's going to just slowly fade away. But Vegas will be their last stop, just like it's the last stop for Barry Manilow and Britney Spears and everybody else. It's going to be the last stop for a well-known chef. When they've exhausted their brand, they'll still find an audience here.
You know, I am down for us being the celebrity retirement home of America's previous greats. I feel like that's a part of our cultural heritage. Go ahead, Gemini. What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask John, like, so I agree. I think, you know, we're not minting any more of these people. You know, there's so many people on all these different food shows and this and that. So I would say that there's a lot of chefs around the country that aren't necessarily well known in Vegas. But again, if you know food and you read about food, you study food, all of these things, you know their names. And so I'm thinking of people like Sean Brock. I'm thinking of Jonathan Schwartz, you know, things like that. Do you think that those guys might come out here and be like, not a new generation necessarily, but less glitz on the celebrity, but still well-known?
David Chang did it, right? On a small scale.
Yeah. Let me talk about David
Please.
Chang for a minute.
Well.
Okay. It takes a real level of arrogant incompetence to fail with a steakhouse in Las Vegas. But, you know,
fair enough.
Paging David Chang. OK, I mean, talk about a guy who doesn't give a blank anymore. That's just phoning it in and reaping, I consider, undeserved celebrity for stuffing pork belly and bao buns, you know, in 2006. And never was there more an undeserving chef on earth. But that said,
I wish there could be video, because the way when you get really like riled up, you lean into the camera.
God.
I just like,
can you see the saliva spinning?
The rage.
Okay. All right.
The color red changes a little bit.
Yeah. To Gemini's point. Great point. Evan Funky at Mother Wolf has opened.
Yes.
From LA.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. Yep.
A chef's chef out of LA. He's kind of an example of what she's talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alan Yao at Fontainebleau has opened this thing called Washing Potato, which is the weirdest restaurant I've been in the last 10 years, because these are not household names anywhere in America.
Sure. Right.
But these guys really know food and are really passionate about it. And,
exactly.
And how the public responds to them is going to go a long way to what Vegas 3.0 culinary history is going to be you know, in the future.
So has the time for celebrity chefs in Vegas come and gone?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, do we have retirement Bobby Flay in our future?
Yeah.
You know, if Bobby keeps opening things like Brasserie B, long live Bobby Flay. But, you know, it's time for Gordon Ramsay and the David Changs and the Jadas to sail into the sunset. It just is.
I just don't think we need 8 versions of Gordon Ramsay. I don't think we need, you know, 19 versions of Guy Fieri. Yes, I've heard he's a nice guy. I'm happy that he's, you know, Vegas alumni and all of these great things. I remember when he had Johnny Garlics up in Santa Rosa, California, because I used to live up there. And it was okay. But I mean, how many places need to have these bright lights with this person's name on it and this AI version of Gordon Ramsay, you know, giving you the stare down while you're standing in line to get into a restaurant? I just don't.
I snorted.
I want to go and enjoy the vibe and the food. And it's hard to enjoy the vibe in a place that the whole point is just meant to hit you with these images. And it just makes it uncomfortable, actually.
As long as there's a market for Guy's grocery games, he's not going out of business. Sad to say.
Yeah.
Yes, it's over. Just nobody's told them yet, okay? And I think the new version of Vegas in this decade is going to go a long way towards, I think, putting these people out to pasture and getting back to just good food from chefs who really care about their restaurants that weren't chefs who became celebrities that then opened a lot of restaurants. They're just chefs first who want to run good restaurants.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm hoping for the future.
Gemini, John, thank you so much for this conversation. What an awesome start to my day. And like now I'm brutally hungry. I really got to get out there.
Cheers to all and bon appetit.
Always so much fun talking to you guys.
Both of our contributors today have socials and blog. We'll put them all in the show notes, as well as links to their podcasts. Click it and check them out. So what did we get right or wrong on today's episode? Any celebrity chef restaurants that you actually love? Or even better, spill the tea on the worst celebrity chef restaurant experiences you've had. Send us a text or leave us a voicemail. The number is 702-514-0719. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of me yawning right there. Okay.
These are the hot takes and spicy opinions already. They're coming in.
I love it.